This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Ooh. Caroline and Uma with you. It is Talk Back Thursday. Let me give you those numbers. 0377109000 is the number to call. And of course, you can text us or WhatsApp on 0187898899. Now, this evening on Talk Back, we're going to be discussing something that's very, you know, on our mind. We love it so much, or do we? Public holidays. Mm. We've all just come off a really long weekend, and it's not over yet, at least for the month of September. This month alone, we have 6 public holidays, including replacement days, right? Mm. And we've got the Agong's birthday, Malaysia Day, and Awal Muharram coming up over the next 3 weekends. People just close shop lah.
For the entire month.
For the entire month, right? Take September off.
So in total, we have, I think, 15 official public holidays every year. So national days, religious and cultural observations, football victories, medal tally celebrations.
Yeah.
So to put that in context, globally, we rank number 5 on the list of countries with the most public holidays, I think. So we share the spot with the likes of Japan, Sweden, Vietnam, Argentina. And at the very top of that list, the two most populous countries in the world. So we have India and China. Both countries have 21 official public holidays every year.
Right. So do we like public holidays or not? Okay. So last week during the SEA Games closing ceremony, it was the most anticipated announcement of the evening.
It
we
was.
Were talking about it for like a week beforehand,
do you
right?
Think he's going to announce it?
Yeah. First it was, will we make the medal tally? Will we make the medal tally? But, and then will we win football? Will we win football? And then it's like, what's the Prime Minister going to say, right? And we knew it was coming, right? We watched all of this stuff daily. And in many ways, I think the public holiday discourse kind of overshadowed the SEA Games chat.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it was finally confirmed, the 5-day weekend, right, we all had the usual debates. So a lot of people really euphoric, very happy. Of course, there were some that felt that that extra day was unnecessary. In fact, Top Glove's chairman, Mr. Tan Sri Lim Wee Chai, was reported saying that too many public holidays, they aren't good for productivity. Then he put a staggering price tag.
Right.
On the cost of that extra day off. It's that 1.5 billion ringgit per day in additional salary costs. So, you know, we thought we'd get on the bandwagon and ask you today.
Yeah. Do you think Malaysia has too many public holidays? Were you happy when the SEA Games holiday was announced, or were you perhaps annoyed? I mean, how do public holidays affect you?
Some people were really annoyed.
Yeah. A lot of people on my social media feeds, it was a very divided community. Some people were really annoyed. Some people were completely over the moon.
Yeah, but was it necessarily business owner versus employee?
I don't know if I can make that distinction, actually. I think it was across the board.
Because that's the thing, is that usually that's what they say it comes down to. If you own a business, yeah, you end up paying the salary. So if you're an employee, good for you, time off, you know.
I suppose. I don't know, Caroline. I mean, for me personally, yes, I think public holidays are good, but maybe not too many.
Well, you know, I'm not going to fight. I love them.
I know you love them, but hear me out, right? I have a good reason for not too many, because it's not like the work goes away.
Yeah.
So all that happens
is
that it piles up and it piles on.
And sometimes you've prepared for the day, so you've done
exactly.
the work, and it can't be used for the day.
No.
For example, in radio stations.
Well, let me give you an example. We'll give you a bit of inside knowledge. You know, obviously, we have shows planned well in advance, right? We've got guests who come into BFM.
All the bookings need to be done.
Yeah. So on Wednesday night, when the Prime Minister announces a public holiday, all of Thursday, because this was late at night, right? Mm-hmm. So all of Thursday, our producers spent cancelling guests and rescheduling guests. And the most,
or losing guests.
Or losing guests. And of course, the most valuable commodity in BFM, studio time.
That's right.
You've got to sell your body, soul, everything to try and get that studio time again. So that's the problem that, you know, I guess a place like BFM has. I mean, call us and tell us how a public holiday or an unexpected public holiday affects you and your workplace as well. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us on 0187898899. You can WhatsApp there as well. And of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got Phoenix coming your way with Everything is Everything on BFM 89.9.
Time for the 4 T's. Tweet, text, talk, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It is Talk Back Thursday on the evening edition. The number is 03-77-109-000. You can call us there. You can text or WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today what your thoughts are on public holidays. Do we have too many? How did the sudden public holiday on Monday affect you and your workplace? Were you happy and overjoyed?
Do we have not enough, perhaps?
Not enough? Was that even a
question?
Some
countries have 21 days.
Oh, and we only have 15, right?
I'm just saying.
Damn it. So call us, folks, and tell us what do you think. You know, were you happy with that SEA Games holiday, or were you annoyed? We've also got a Twitter poll going on. A very simple option. Lots of public holidays are A, lovely, B, nasty, C, meh. And that's pretty much the extent of what we want to know.
Yeah.
Now, for me, Caroline, I think, you know, I was not a fan of public holidays. I'm a fan of public holidays, but I'm not a fan of the additional public holidays because I haven't planned for it, right? And because I haven't planned for it, my workload tends to pile on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I find, is a lot more stressful than having that extra day off because I just spend that day worrying about the Tuesday.
Yep.
Or the next day, right?
Yeah.
And that's what just drives me a little crazy. We've got Eddie on the line. Hey, Eddie, thank you so much for holding. What say you, Eddie? Public holidays, did you like the Monday holiday? Did it affect you in a good way or a bad way?
It affected me in a very good way.
Oh, tell us more.
That's nice.
Well, I think the number of public holidays in Malaysia is just about right.
Mm.
Considering the multicultural society.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fantastic.
Okay. And if you could have it your way, would you like to have those days increased, perhaps?
No. I think just about right. Otherwise, a lot of business will close down pretty soon.
All right. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you very much for your call, Eddie, and your thoughts on the subject. The other thing about what Eddie said about multicultural society, I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits of having a public holiday for all of our religious occasions, is that I think Malaysians are aware of all of these functions and even minor religious holidays that different people celebrate. I mean, how many people know about Tamil New Year? The only reason we know about it is because we pay close attention to Thaipusam and Pongal and Deepavali, that it comes up in our everyday conversation.
That's quite nice. I mean, whether or not it translates to actually going and finding out about the different cultures, something else. But
I bring you sweet rice and nice
food.
Oh,
you
so
do every year.
That translates.
I certainly do. All right, some messages that have come in. This one saying too many public holidays, especially those unexpected ones, it does affect productivity. David X sent a text saying, public holiday, okay. Ad hoc public holidays is a span in the works. If your work is based on calendar tasks, it is great for traffic, though. This one saying, the last-minute holiday certainly caused a lot of disruptions and delays in our small establishment. Outstation site visits had to be rescheduled, resulting in wasted air tickets bought. One of our contractors, who was initially meant to drive up to Penang, had to make a detour to the airport to catch a flight instead.
I saw someone post on social media that they were at the post office on Tuesday morning and it was packed because people were making their shipments again because they couldn't do it for 4.5 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess all of those shipments and merchandise got delayed if you were someone who, like an online retailer, for example.
Well, in this instance, the health industry, we received a message from Adam, who works in a public hospital. He's saying for him, he's against unnecessary public holidays. It's really inconvenient for patients in healthcare settings. Patients have booked appointments that particular day for months before and suddenly it needs to be rescheduled.
Right.
It'll be months afterwards when the slot will be available again, as public hospitals are often overbooked for months, if not years. So that's his 2 cents worth. He says he pities the patients. Not everyone lives nearby the hospital. Some come from really far away. They've booked flights, bus tickets, hotels, and they did this far earlier on, and that's awful.
Yeah, that is awful. Oh, we've got Yazid on the line. Yazid, thank you for calling. You say public holidays are good.
Yep, I said public holidays are good because productivity is not measured by how many hours you work. I mean, you can just not have any holidays, but your productivity will not increase.
That's true.
There are lots of studies that you have more holidays, the better the productivity that you have. So you probably, I have more public holidays so that you can actually gain more productivity per hour, more hours working. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's more important. Unannounced public holiday, maybe government can actually do it much more regulated, in a more regulated way. In a sense, like, for example, in the SEA Games, for example, you can probably set a target early on. I mean, like 20 yeah. days before the SEA Games, you can probably say, if Malaysia get 111 goals, for example, they're going to announce public holiday. Then people can actually anticipate and actually plan for this.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah. I agree with that, actually. I think that notion of setting it in advance and just saying, hey, we all know you're expecting this. Yeah. If we hit that target, consider it a given. That way you've got a month, right? Because we announced that target of gold medals ages yeah. ago. But here's the thing, Caroline. The government, the Prime Minister, they want that feel-good. They want that feel-good moment as well, right? Because they think that will translate into goodwill for them.
Well, so to be fair, any political party would.
Yes. Yes, so the sudden announcement is something that they count on to get brownie points too.
Well, that's one, and they also count on the eyeballs, right? Because you have to be focused there to know whether or not there is going to be a public holiday announced. It encourages discourse around the area. So this tweet from Naveen saying, either you're not important at work or your work is not important to you. That's how I see it. So not complex at all. No grey areas there.
We've got Sharon on the line. Hey, Sharon, thank you so much for calling. You say public holidays are good as well.
Well, because I don't care, because I work by my own. So every day is like a public holiday for me.
Either that or every day is a working day for you as well.
Every day is a working day for me as well.
So talk to me about being self-employed and public holidays. I mean, how do public holidays affect you and the work you do? I guess traffic is better.
The thing is, it's better. But the only thing I hate is that you have trouble dealing with the banks. Because your transactions, this financial transaction is there. So that's the only thing. But in terms of family, I think it's good. Like as I said, the Prime Minister tried to make a surprise. He did give a hint that something good he will eventually share with Malaysian two or three days before that. Mm. And I think being Malaysian, we should be used to kind of this kind of thing, you know. We suddenly win the Thomas Cup. Tomorrow, so, mesti kalau kita Thomas Cup, mesti cuti besok lah. Mesti cuti lah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same dengan state football. Mm-hmm. Kelantan menang besok lah. Okay, besok Kelantan cuti lah.
And you're right, that's the conversation at every office, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, sometimes we get it wrong though. So then, how do you plan for it necessarily?
Because you know, I'm self-employed, so never bother me. That's all.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan, for your call. And yes, of course, we forgot to mention those who are self-employed. And I guess being self-employed requires a lot of discipline because on the one hand, you have to make sure you're working all the right hours,
yeah.
but you've got to make sure you don't overwork and you make sure you don't underwork as well.
I don't know. I mean, you know, when it comes to like the SEA Games holidays, for example, or the football, you know, the football wins, to a degree, it feels as though it's a little bit demeaning. You know, if you just equate it to whether or not you get a public holiday, like, you know, you work for years, all these athletes, they work for years and months to make sure
we're celebrating
them.
They
do. Okay.
Right. No, do you not think, Caroline? I mean, okay, so that's the idea, right? The idea is that you're passionate about sport, it's a big deal, and your athletes have represented you on a national, international level.
Yes, so I would agree. If that is the idea, how often did you hear that conversation in the lead up to the actual public
holiday?
Let me
tell you, on Monday, I just thought about our athletes the whole day.
Oh, sure.
That's all I was doing, Caroline. All right. We've got some music coming up. We've got the Rolling Stones with I'm Free. But don't forget that number again, 03-77-109-000 to call, 018-789-8899 to text or WhatsApp. Do we have too many public holidays in Malaysia? This is Talkback on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Psst, you there? Open your mouth and talk! It's Talkback time on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's Talkback Thursday. 03-7710-9000 is the number to call. 018-789-8899 is the number to text or WhatsApp. And of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today whether we have too many public holidays. There are so many public holidays in September, including, of course, replacement holidays. And then we had the additional unexpected holiday on September the 4th because of our SEA Games victory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that affects productivity. I mean, the head of Top Glove came out and said that a public holiday like that costs up to 1.5 billion ringgit per day in additional salary costs.
It's actually, it's really severe when you put the price tag on it. So Malik tweeted saying, it's good, but as my work requires data that has expiry dates, not particularly great. And Ng Un-I says, if productivity is a concern, then adjust how work is done. Don't blame surprise holidays.
Don't blame surprise holidays. Well, so
I agree with you.
Well, here's the other thing. I think a public holiday can often be possibly a good thing for people in the lower wage group as well. If you know, if you're forced to do multiple jobs, satu, dua, tiga kerja, and that forced holiday which you otherwise would not have, could just be that rest you really, really need, right? So I think in that sense, sometimes that enforced rest is absolutely crucial.
Well, like Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, yeah, but Sundays is not enough, right?
It's never enough.
Can I just say? Even the 5-day public holiday wasn't enough, lah. We've got Dennis on the line. Hey, Dennis, thank you for calling. What do you say, Dennis? Do we have too many public holidays? Monday holiday affect you in a negative or positive way?
I agree with Tanfield Lim for saying that too many holidays is no good. It's actually costing money. Mm-hmm. But the simple fact is that there is no announcement prior to that. If they have told us long time ago, there could be a holiday and everybody can plan for it. The cancellation and everything and all the meetings have to be postponed. That is cost a lot of money. But the uncertainty is as the cost of doing business.
And what about you? How did that Monday holiday affect you?
I had to cancel 4 appointments.
Oh.
So that's very bad. In fact, this is all multiplied by the simple fact that you have 4 holidays prior to that. So
that's right.
5 days in a row.
Which also meant, Dennis, that the previous week was pretty much a lost cause, right? Because a lot of people had taken Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Right. And then suddenly you have another day off. So it's 5 days in a row.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I,
well, thank
I,
you very much for your call,
what you're
Dennis.
Saying, but to me, it was 5 days of loveliness.
you were just. Nope, you're wrong. I loved it. Thank you very much.
No, because there is that side of the coin. There are a lot of people sending in messages saying that it was lovely. I'm not alone. In fact, 47% of BFM listeners who took part in our poll online
on Twitter,
asking whether or not lots of public holidays are good, agree with me.
And everyone saying yay.
47% say that these public holidays are lovely. 15% say that they're nasty. 38% are kind of meh.
Just don't care.
Yeah, so huh. Yeah. Almost 50% agree.
Wow. I've said it before, I'm of two minds as to whether public holidays are a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, come on, you love them.
I think it depends how bad the month is. I think it depends how bad the month is. Like, you know, we were coming off a very busy period, so of course, you know, the extra day was like manna from heaven, right? Mm-hmm. Just one more day of sleeping, one more day of no traffic on the roads. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest benefit of the public holiday in the KL situation, because so many of us spend so many hours of our lives stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And for those 5 days last week, it was amazing. From PJ, you could get to KLCC in under 20 minutes.
Try the MRT.
Oh, I try it all the time. I try it every day. We're asking you today, folks, whether we have too many public holidays and whether or not sudden public holidays, like what we had on Monday, is a good thing or a bad thing. If you're a business owner, call us and tell us how that affected your business and you know, how much income do you think you've lost? 03-7710-9000 is the number to call. You can text or WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. We've got Lowell Fulson coming your way with Mellow Together on BFM 89.9.
Time for the 4 T's. Tweet, text, talk back on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's Talk Back Thursday on the evening edition. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. You can text us or WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. And of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today whether or not we have too many public holidays. We just had a surprise one on Monday. And of course, we have many more coming in September, including replacement holidays. We've got the Agong's birthday this week. We've got Malaysia Day coming up the weekend after that. And then, of course, we've got Awal Muharram on the final weekend
where
of
you
September.
Actually get a day off work.
Yes, we do. That's mm-hmm. the Friday, right? Mm-hmm. So businesses, how are you coping? I mean, if you're a business owner, actually, even if you're an online retailer that relies on like services like couriers and post office services that all shut down over public holidays, I mean, how does that affect your business as well? Call us and tell us on 77109000, right? We've got Renee on the phone. The break was good, but too long. How long is a good length for a public holiday?
A public holiday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I guess one day. But the announcement came so late, mm-hmm. you know, it was really hard for people to adjust to that. I mean, I'm not against public holidays. More holidays for everyone. But I think at the end of like 2 days and then having another one after the weekend, it was just really such a long period to try and adjust to.
Really?
Like in European countries, I think that they have 4 weeks holiday that everybody's entitled to,
mm-hmm.
and so you can plan your holiday. Not so many public holidays over there, whereas here we have so many public holidays and just say 2 weeks if you're lucky of actual leave,
right?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's about the same if you count up the number of days, but I think it'd be better if we could plan our holidays. That's just me saying that. But this public holiday on the last weekend really screwed me, because I'm a last minute person, so I had all these things I had lined up to do on Monday. One of them was to get my Chinese visa before traveling on the weekend. And then another one was to get in a deadline with the Lembaga Pemeriksaan deadline for an exam registration was on Monday. So they were closed, obviously. So that was a little bit difficult to work around. I think they figured that out. And then to the Chinese embassy, I had to go on Tuesday, and I was in there for 9 hours, along with probably 300 or 400 other people who didn't get to do their visas on Thursday, Friday, or Monday.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Really, a long wait and a whole day gone. I need a public holiday from the whole of Tuesday's experience.
Thank you very much for your call. We need a public holiday to recover from all the stuff you had to do because of the public holidays.
I don't know. 5 days is too long. For me, it just can't be long enough.
Yes, I think you've made that very clear throughout this hour, Caroline.
Yeah.
We've got Victor on the line. Victor, you're questioning, you know, how many sudden public holidays we get anyway, right? Because it's not too many.
Yeah, I think for the past few years, how many do we get? What I can remember before this one is the time when we won the Suzuki Cup, whatever cup that is.
That's right, that December.
Yeah, so it's not that many. I mean, as for whether we have too many public holidays in the first place, I think no prime minister would dare to take away any of the holiday because people have a sense of entitlement. Mm. So do I. So I feel that it's just nice. It's not too many.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victor. Like thank you for your call. And he's right. You know, maybe this is the case, Caroline. Maybe as we get better at sport,
mm-hmm.
as Malaysia improves at sport, it won't be so surprising that we did well that maybe we'll stop getting public holidays. Because right now, every time we win something, we're like, oh, we won!
It's public holidays! It's either that or we're going to have to shut down for weeks on end.
That's right. We've got Gerard on the line. Gerard, holidays should be planned and not too sudden. That's what you say.
Yes, hi. My name is Gerard. I'm from Klang. I'm a lawyer.
Right.
And I do a lot of criminal matters. And I find it extremely irresponsible just to give a public holiday because we have got clients who are serving, who are in prison.
Of
and
course.
The cases are coming up, you know, and we have fixed the cases, say, for Monday or Tuesday or Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. You suddenly give a public holiday and then everything is then disrupted and then the cases are then postponed.
So
what
happens?
Postponed for 2 or 3 months. They're postponed even further than that. And these poor guys are inside and they don't seem to understand.
Wow.
So I think it's really unfair. Look, good, we won. Give the public holidays, but plan them. Mm-hmm. Tell them, look, there's already a weekend coming up. Add another day there so we can plan it and not just simply just dropping it just like that. That's my comment.
Thank you very much for your call.
I think
and, you know, fair, right?
I mean, we heard
about the doctor.
The medical services a little earlier and how people plan those appointments months in advance. So, similarly, it's horrific.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be stuck in jail until the case comes up for hearing again. And it could be months because, of course, of the massive, massive backlog, right? Mm-hmm. Call us on 03-771-09000. You can text or WhatsApp us on 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Do we have too many public holidays? Are sudden public holidays a good thing or a bad thing, like the one we just had on Monday? That's what we're asking you today.
Okay, so Carmen says abrupt holidays are for lazy people who don't do as planned. Disruption to production and visitors' schedules are not welcome. If you need to celebrate, you should reward the athletes directly for their contribution. This one in saying, I get to spend more time with my kids. Very good. This one saying, I would prefer shorter working hours from 9 a.m. to 4:30, then more public holidays. There'll be better working consistency, better coordination. Also, humans are more productive and focused with shorter working hours, but more working interval days. This one saying work won't be done by itself. Another message saying holidays are a pressure valve for a present pressure cooker in the office. That's from Eddie.
I agree with that. Caroline, what was the final number on our poll today? We asked, lots of public holidays are A, lovely, B, nasty, C, meh.
Yeah, so 49% have said it's lovely.
Oh, Kila, the people have spoken and they're on your side, like Caroline.
I don't know whether it's my side necessarily, but we
well, it's at least 49% of our listeners' side, right?
The side of honesty is what it is.
Yes, yes. We all secretly love it, no matter or not whether we lose 1.5 billion ringgit per day. Thank you so much, folks, for your texts, your tweets, your calls. This has been Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. We're going to wrap things up with The Who. The Kids Are All Right on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.